Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Friday, January 5th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 5:32. I'm Brent Helen. Nice today before rain returns tomorrow. Currently, we are sitting at 47 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. After 50 years of having the Sonoma Marin Fairgrounds in Petaluma, managed by the 4th District Agricultural Association, control is now in the hands of the City of Petaluma. City officials and staff gathered on Tuesday to remove the No Public Access sign at the front gate, signifying the change. The Ag District will continue to organize the yearly fair. Today, crab season opens on the north coast of California. Crabbing from the Sonoma-Mendocino County line north is allowed. However, from there south, all the way to Mexico, which includes Sonoma County, is still off limits due to migrating whales. The next assessment for when our season could open will take place on January 11th. Authorities say Dylan Butler, a 17-year-old student, opened fire at a small-town Iowa high school, killing a sixth grader and wounding five others.
Butler was armed with a pump-action shotgun and a small-caliber handgun. Butler also made a number of social media posts in and around the time of the shooting.
Thursday's shooting had students at Perry High School barricading themselves in offices, then ducking into classrooms and fleeing. Authorities say one of the wounded was a school administrator, and the suspect was found dead with an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. 3 years after the attack on the U.S. Capitol, Washington's federal courthouse is flooded with trials, guilty plea hearings, and sentencing stemming from what has become the largest criminal investigation in American history. As the hunt for suspects is far from over, authorities are still working to identify more than 80 people wanted for acts of violence at the Capitol. About 750 defendants have been sentenced, with almost two-thirds receiving some time behind bars. The University of California police took control of People's Park and secured the perimeter with walls of double-stacked shipping containers, despite efforts by dozens of protesters to stop the takeover. The university plans to build housing on a portion of the park, creating up to 125 apartments when complete. Protesters had occupied the space and refused to leave until removed by police. Britney Spears is shooting down rumors of a new album, vowing never to return to the music industry. At the same time, Spears noted in an Instagram post, she is still writing music just for other people. Our KZST News Time is now 5:34.
Ungaro & Sons is your trusted home services provider in the North Bay. Their reputation is built on four generations of providing quality plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical solutions. They offer upfront pricing and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Ungaro & Sons is the name you've trusted for over 90 years. So now that you're ready to take control of your energy future with solar, you know who to call. Visit ungaroandsons.com today to find out more. Industry-leading equipment from Enphase, REC, Tesla, Franklin, and more. Installed by highly skilled licensed electricians. Reduce your power bills and gain independence from the traditional power grid while increasing the value of your property. And for a limited time, enjoy 10 years of free solar panel cleaning and maintenance. Ungaro & Sons. Plumbing, heating, cooling, electrical, and solar. Book your appointment online at ungaroandsons.com. O-N-G-A-R-O and sons.com. When you're looking for a dining experience that's packed with flavor and fun, try Simmer Claw Bar. Southern-style boils with a Cajun twist are their specialty, and they're confident you'll love them too. But they're more than boils. The menu features fresh seafood, delicious sides, and a variety of craft beers on tap. With a large seating area and multiple televisions, enjoy the flavors of the bayou at Simmer Claw Bar. It's a perfect night out with friends and family. Text SIMMER to 85100 for a special discount.
With Indeed, their all-in-one platform helps you attract, interview, and hire all from one place. And Indeed's interview tool lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the website. Visit Indeed.com for more. In sports, actor Adam Sandler got a little pickup basketball game in at Arizona's McHale Center before the 10th-ranked Wildcats played Colorado. Wearing a Hawaiian-style shirt and turquoise shorts, the comedian played a game of 3-on-3 for about 2 hours before Thursday night's game. Arizona went on to win the game 97-50. The Warriors lost to the Denver Nuggets, 130 to 127, on a three-pointer as time expired. They'll play the Pistons at home tonight. Your forecast, after some patchy fog, we go mostly sunny today with low 60s. Tonight, clear early, but clouds start to increase overnight. Lows in the 30s. It will be cooler. Tomorrow, rain is likely. We're expecting about a quarter inch with highs in the low 50s. Look for a cold, frosty start to Sunday, then sunny with low 50s. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. Move over, grizzly bear and redwood trees. California now has two more official symbols of the state. Two bills signed by Governor Newsom established the pallid bat as the state bat and the golden chanterelle as the state mushroom. The small carnivorous bat is found in all areas of the state, while the mushroom, found among oak tree populations, has the appropriate golden color. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Boren Tallon. KZST.
What kind of life would that be? Oh, I need you in my arms, need you to hold. You're my world, my heart, my soul. If you ever leave, well, baby, you would take away everything good in my life. And tell me,
how do I leave? welcome to your Friday, a finally Friday. We made it. The Debbie Abrams Morning Show. It is 5:44, 47 degrees, cold early on. Look for a mix of sun and clouds today around Sonoma County. Low 60s, chance of rain tomorrow, and big old waves out at the coast. Good morning.
A certain kind of
Multnomah County's KZST. Well, good morning to you. It is 5:52, 46 degrees. It is Friday. Yes, January 5th. Chilly this morning around wine country. Some hazy sunshine on the way. Low to mid 60s. Looking at a high of about 63, 64 in Santa Rosa. And did I mention it's Friday?
Maybe it's intuition, but some things you just don't question. Like in your eyes, I see my future in an instant, and there it goes. I think I found my best friend. I know that it might sound more than a little crazy, but I
wasted my nights, you turned out the lights.
Morning, Sonoma County. It's Friday, January 5th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 6 a.m. I'm Brent Hallin. A few clouds early. We should have sunshine for the afternoon. Currently sitting at 47 degrees. Our top story this half hour.